Hey Anchor World, Trade Doc, it's been a while, but it's the beginning of September, wrapping up the summer. Obviously it was a busy summer, economy was kicking up, business has been moving right along, you could say. Trading has been consistent, as you say, nothing. Actually, there's been a couple of extravagant moves, but it's nothing out of the ordinary. You know, no bombs have fallen down, nothing has collapsed, anything like that. So, let's keep on going. As far as anything collapsing, actually, I could say gold has collapsed. You know, it hurt probably about a month ago. Once it was coming down, like when it was in the 1200 mark, it was like you don't think it could have gone down. Now today, September 6th, it's recaptured 1200. I think yesterday, the day before. You know, it's kind of like, do you forget what just happened, like in the last 2 weeks? The last 2 weeks when it was, you know. When it was, it wouldn't move down like a dollar or two. It'd be like $5, $7 moves on its way down, and it would like slowly recover up, and like there was no volume. Pretty much just shook everybody out. Shook a lot of people out, I could say. Were there any big players shooken out? I don't know. I'm not an expert. So now it's 11 p.m. I'm still trading gold. It's trading around 1207.7. And currently, I had a short position initially, and then I reversed long. Now I am long only 5 contracts and up a whopping $10, so it hasn't been long, but I decided while I was chilling here, you know, updating this Anchor thing, because it gets me more closer to the markets, because as I discuss the markets, you know, it's helping me out. Be updated in the market, make better decisions, which essentially is what it's all about, making decisions. So there was something I wanted to talk about, and I'll probably be labeling this. So as the market's going up and everything, tech took a big hit today, you know, and it's just because everything's just been going up and up and up, and it hasn't taken a break. Now it's kind of like break time, but at the same time, it's break time. There's a good time to search, find these new things is what I've been doing. Since tech took a hit, I've been looking to get into tech. So what I like is monthly paying dividends and outperform the market. I mean, something that outperforms the market, so you're gonna always do better than the market. And something that you're getting paid every month, not every 3 months like a dividend, but every month, and a high dividend yield. Plus, it's got a very low P/V ratio, which means that the stock is very cheap. Especially a negative P/V ratio, that means the stock is way undervalued, or should I say stocks? Because I'm really talking about an ETF. There's a couple actually ETFs that I picked up within the last like two, three weeks, and surprisingly those ETFs gone up 5%, and I didn't like load the boat on them. It's like those ETFs, something that I don't sell, they have options. So once I accumulate 100 shares, I'll look to like sell call options against it and just cover calls. And just keep doing that. And if the stock goes down, like, say, 10%, and it's just like the company all of a sudden goes bad or something, then, you know, I'll sell it off, but at least I'll hedge my loss by selling those call options. But as the stock goes up, you know, I'll just sell the higher strike options and just keep doing that for, you know, 10 years or whatever. But those are the types, that's the type of stocks I'm talking about, the type of strategies, because, you know, I work and family and everything. I'm not a full-time trader, so it's not something that I used to have, like, a lot of money, and I used to feel, like, not a lot of money, but I mean, like, a lot of free capital to make these trades, and I felt, and, you know, you felt a little bit of pressure. But now what I do, I just keep a little bit of capital to do these option trades and everything. And most of it is just invested. Put it, just park it. Pretty much what I'm saying, just park it. Like, buy 100 shares of this and of a good company that you think is going to go up, and just sell calls against it. That's the way that, you know, your money will increase by the value of the stock. Plus, you're hedging your bet by selling the calls against it. That means you're not just riding the waves of the stock. You can actually make some, or even at the end, break up with free shares. Depends on the strategy, depends on the timing, and anything can happen in the market. But that's just one strategy there. And, you know, mostly REITs is one that I'm holding. Biotech, technology, everything South American, Brazil. Now it's like they reached bottom, had a good bounce today, which was expected. And unfortunately, I want to spit out a couple of ETFs that had picked up, like I was saying, the last couple of weeks, is ARKK, which is, let's see, oop, that little sound means my trailing stop is going up, and I'm long gold. Right now gold is hitting 1208.4, so I'm up. I don't know why, because I don't know how much I'm up, because I'm looking at ARK Innovation ETF. So I must have made a little bit, but I got stopped out at 1208.2, and I bought it at 1207.6, so that's a little bit of a gain, and not too bad. Trailing stops, you gotta trail. Yeah, trail your stops, lock in those profits, especially trading these futures. I really don't like it. All right, so that was one ETF, and that's not a monthly paying dividend. The other ETF was this is actually the one that I actually want to lean into more and get. Maybe 200-300 shares, but this is ARK Genomic Renovation Multi-Sector ETF. It's trading at $32, so for a little over $3,200 will get you 100 shares, or you can sell covered calls. So it's like you can park $3,200, let it sit, sell calls against it, and you can make some money, especially in the money calls. I'm selling in the money calls and the price drops a little bit, that's when you're at. Anyways, thanks for listening. I'm gonna do these daily and make them better. This is just a fling winger, first one to wrap up the summer. But after the summertime, that's when trading gets a little bit better. I have a little bit more time, and plus the volume is better. Better trading September through December. Peace.